Pink and Triple M, Jane Dave, 98.7 The Kite, 92.3 in the Whitsundays and at triplem.com.au. It's been a huge week this week. You have to say a few thank yous, I reckon.
Yeah, we'll say g'day and thank you to all of the callers telling us where all of those clowns for Mackay, for Moscow Circus are around Mackay, including Judy.
Well, there's one on Mackay Bukasia Road, just between Mount Pleasant Shopping Centre and Holy Felix College.
They're still popping up left, right and centre. By the way, we've got tickets to give away next week to the Moscow Circus. Barry, thank you for you and your couple of songs to add to our spooky playlist. It's for our Trunk or Treat.
What about Ghostbusters? You could almost use the Rocky Horror Pictures Show as your theme.
How good was that?
You could, actually, yeah. Speaking of songs, thank you very much from Pseudo Echo, Brian Canham, who still loves performing their big hit, Funky Town.
Oh, we love performing it, and it is a great feeling when you see the response that you get from that song. So, it'll always be part of our show.
Well, Glenn, I have to say a big thank you to you. I just remembered a store called Jack the Slasher back in the day, and he called up to confirm that it was a thing.
I sure did, mate. Where Meat Wholesalers is now, that used to be their warehouse there.
And then the saying was,
Jack the Slasher.
That's right. It's all in the whip.
Oh, it's all in the whip. Grace Knight, thank you very much from the Eurogliders. As part of Oztober, we had her on the show. She had some thoughts on what's changed in the music industry since the 80s.
When I was, back in the 80s and 90s, we would go to see live music 3, 4, 5 times a week. We were able to work because we could do 4 or 5 gigs a week.
Eurogliders is one of the best Aussie bands, I have to say. They really are.
The song, absolutely love it.
And I've got to say a big thank you to Joe Shanks, who's one of our good friends, who says everything is ready for the Run for My Life this Sunday at Walkerston.
As you can imagine, at this point in time, there's a lot to organise, a lot to be done, with all those wonderful volunteers and committee members all spring into action, and it'll come together. It always does, so we're really looking forward to it.
Thank you very much to the RACQCQ Rescue Service. They do an amazing job, and Naomi was telling us how much it costs to keep the chopper running.
It's unbelievable, the price. It's $7,500 every time that we take off and go off on a mission. So, and a lot of people don't realise that we're not fully government funded. You know, this is a community asset. We need about $5 million from the community each year to be able to get up in the air and be able to save lives, get to the rescue when we're needed.
Absolutely, and we couldn't thank them enough. Big thank you to Natalie as well. I saw these birds sitting on a flagpole on Mackay Bukasia Road. Everybody was telling me that they are fake, but she says that also they're not real.
I just keep giggling because you should have gone to Specsavers, Jay. They're not kookaburras.
Are they magpies?
They're seagulls.
They're seagulls.
And I must admit, the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, how cool. There's like two facing one way and one facing the other. They're in perfect formation. The next day I went past. Amazing! They're in the same formation!
Okay, enough. Maybe my eyes aren't as good as what they used to be.
One last one. Thank you very much to Tim Henderson. He's from the Mackay Swimming Academy. There's a big meet out at the Mackay Arc, and some of the kids can follow in some big footsteps.
Yeah, Mackay's renowned for the amount of Olympic swimmers. You know, the Linda McKenzie's, Rebecca Kemp's, Jeff Hugel's.
Yeah.
They come from the one area. It's Mackay.
And a big thank you to everybody who took part in the show this week. We couldn't do it without you.
Absolutely.
Honestly, like, there'd be nothing on the air. It would sound like this if there was a... That's what it would sound like.
And then a little bit of music as well, yeah.
With Jane Doe for breakfast this morning. Live, thanks to North Jacqueline. This is our top today, 28 degrees.